Let's see how dependent you are on technology.
I'm all like, uncle, I give up. I'm 100% dependent. Don't even give me this quiz. I've already lost.
Well, we're going to see just how dependent we are now, how sad it is that we are so dependent on technology.
Can I just say one thing? Yesterday, I was walking around streets. And instead of looking up at the sign and seeing what street I was on, I looked at my GPS. I could have just looked up, but I was like, where am I? Let me check my GPS.
Yeah, you should know where you are in Manhattan, like the back of your hand. I'm the same way. I will use GPS to go to work.
Yeah.
It's right. 15 miles away. It's the same way every day.
And you go every day. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I just put on GPS. Okay. So I'm going to click on these, the ones that apply to you.
Okay.
I remember less than 3 phone numbers belonging to my family and friends.
I don't know any.
Okay.
So zero. I know zero phone. I had to call my boyfriend the other day from somebody else's phone. I was like, yeah, I'm out.
I would be lost without Google Maps.
100%.
All right. The first thing I do when I wake up is check my phone.
Grab my phone immediately. Before I even open my eyes, I reach over to get my phone.
The last thing I do before going to bed,
check my phone. I check Twitter. I check Instagram. I check my email. Did I get any texts?
That's the last thing you do before you go to bed.
Well, no. And then after I check all that stuff, then I put on a podcast or a book or whatever I'm listening to, and I fall asleep with my phone.
I prefer reading on a screen over actual books.
This is so horrible because I'm an author. I'm literally listening to the entire Michael Connelly series after watching Bosch. I have this 2 books left, and then he has a new book coming out November 9th. So I'm in the midst of a Mickey Haller book right now. There's one more, and then I'm done. Then I've read everything Michael Connelly has ever, and I say read, but what I mean is audible, listening to it.
Yeah, listen to.
I listen to all books now.
Now, is that the same as reading a book?
I think so. Yeah. Think about this. Why are you reading? You're reading to consume the information so that you can have a conversation and say, oh, yeah, I know that book. Here's what happens. So, yes, I consider it reading.
I think your mind does other things when you read than when you listen.
That's probably true, but I still consider it reading.
Okay. Then I've read lots of books. I've read more than one. I check my social media at least once an hour.
Not really once an hour. No, I say no to that. Not once an hour. I check it a lot, but definitely not once an hour.
This is so you. I need to be watching something while eating meals.
Oh, 100%. I don't, honestly, if we go, when we went out to dinner recently, my boyfriend and I, okay, when we go out with my parents, it's okay because, you know, they'll entertain us. We literally downloaded the next episode of Squid Game and watched it at the table of the restaurant while we were eating. At a restaurant.
Yeah, you have TV shows that you watch just when you're eating.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Family Guy is it's a great show to watch while you're eating. Not Friends anymore, but Family Guy's perfect because it's long enough that it's an entire meal for us. Like, we start watching it when we sit down, and by the time the show is ending, we're cleaning our plates off.
If I forget to take my phone to the bathroom, I will go back to get it, even if it means having to put pants back on.
How bad do I have to pee?
See, you really don't bring your phone to the bathroom, so that's not a big thing with you.
No, I do bring my phone to the bathroom, but not, you know, for me, I'm one of those people.
It? Will you do the duck walk out of the bathroom to get your phone?
No, I won't. But also because I'm a radio person, so I pee in a matter of seconds. I poop really fast, too. I don't take very long in the bathroom at all. So I can be, if I'm waiting for a call or a text or something, I will take my phone with me. If I'm not waiting for anything, I will go to the bathroom real quick and then go get my phone again. So no, I won't duck walk back.
Okay. I order groceries through apps. You don't do that.
Oh, no, I do.
Except, oh, you do?
Yeah. Except then I go to the store and pick it up myself because their delivery system sucks. No, I do. In fact, when I actually go to the grocery store, everything I do there is on an app. You open the app as soon as you walk in, you scan all the food, and then your credit card's already in there. You just hit pay. So I completely shop via apps.
I would rather order things online than visit a store, even if it means waiting for a bit.
Haven't been to a store in years.
Yeah. Yeah, I even told my son, he has to get a collar for one of our cats. Uh-huh. And I said, just get it online. Why would you even go to the pet store and get it? Just get it on Amazon. It'll be here tomorrow.
Right, exactly. And in fact, I had to, I ordered a bunch of stuff from Target. I live around the corner from a Target. I ordered all the stuff on Target.com and it showed up and there was a couple of, we had our food as well. And there were some cans that were dented. I had to go to the Target to return the cans. And they were like, did you buy these here? I was like, I actually bought them online.
But it was here, kind of, sort of.
I know you have it here, but I bought this. I'm returning it here, but I bought it online. And thank you for being right around the corner from my apartment. So
I can't get through drinks or dinner at a restaurant without checking my phone.
We don't go out enough to answer that question. I mean, like I told you, we did go out recently and we
checked your phone. So I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, say yes to that. Of course I check my phone.
My phone's
right next to the plate.
I have more than 5 tabs open right now on my browser.
Always.
Right now you do?
I have 3 that stay open at all times. Like, you know, when you reboot your computer and it goes restore pages.
Mm-hmm.
So it restores those 3 immediately, and then I have at least another 3 more.
How many do you have open right now?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7.
Which slows down your computer. With
all anyway, right,
we do a show. And
yeah, I can't. But I need them all open. Okay, there's one. I clicked out of 1. Now I got 6.
Yeah, I think 5 or 6 should be your max while we're on here.
All right, 6 now.
There are more than 3 screens in a room right now with you.
Wait, sorry. Since, yes, there are more than 3 screens, I have my computer, my phone.
Laptop.
Right, my laptop, my iPad, and then we have a second. We have a second one. And I just want to say, since I am so distracted by my phones, and by the way, my Apple Watch is right here. David Seeley says he's right there with me on Billy Joel. He's actually a donor to his organization. So doesn't like Billy Joel and care for his music, but like great guy and falls back in love with him.
Not like Billy Joel music. I don't get that. I can't watch an entire movie or 2 episodes of a show without checking my phone.
Not only can I not watch anything without having a phone in my hand, my boyfriend is worse than I am. He's on his iPad and his phone when we watch stuff, but he keeps his iPad open to the IMDb page because he loves me and he knows that I'm going to go, "Who? How do we know that guy? What else is he in?" Here he is. Let's see. He was also in Batman Begins, and like he'll tell me immediately. So he has his phone for scrolling, and then he has his iPad open to IMDb. So, and then I have my phone. So 3 screens open while I watch any television or movie at any given time.
And if the TV show goes to a commercial, forget about it. Phone's coming right out.
Game on. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I used a pen.
Normally I'd say yes, but I actually had to use a pen yesterday. I had to borrow a pen from somebody. But say no. say no, because before yesterday, I had not used a pen in, well, since the last time I was there, like 6 months ago. So, yeah.
Okay. TBH, I use internet abbreviations in daily conversations.
No, I'm not an asshole. I think that's stupid.
BT
dubs?
Yeah. I reference memes in person.
Well, yeah. How do you not? I mean, you know, every once in a while something happens. Like, there's a guy in my building who looks like the, okay, you know that meme of the blonde guy who, like, looks shocked. There's a guy in my building who looks like him. So whenever we see him, we're like, well, there's meme guy.
Yeah, so you got to do the meme. I would rather spend my day off watching stuff at home than doing something outside.
Oh, who wouldn't?
I get anxious when my phone is less than 10% battery.
Well, no, not me, because I charge it right up. I always have a Mophie on me, or I'm always by a charger. So,
but it still gives you think. Okay.
It gives me agita.
I have to charge my phone more than once a day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, 100%.
Really?
Of course.
I only charge my phone at night, and that's it.
So I go out and take a walk with the dog, and I listen to a book. So that takes up a lot of battery. Then I'll be on my phone for a while. No, I charge my phone like at least twice a day.
I use more than 3 social media apps all the time.
More than 3?
Yeah. I would say Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So that's 3.
Yeah, that's 3. I'm not really, you know, TikTok. I watch other people's TikToks. I don't make a TikTok, but I watch them. I'm not on.
But you're on TikTok. So that's
all right,
4.
I guess so. That's 4.
I would forget most of my friends' birthdays without Facebook.
Oh, 100%. I have like a couple of my closest friends that I have it on my, but on my phone too. Like I have it in my calendar. So it'll bing and be like, you know, it's Anthony's birthday today. But then Facebook is like, we'll give you the list of everybody's birthdays. Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah. So when you wake up, you go, oh, I don't really know her, but it's her birthday today.
It's her birthday today.
I have a problem spending time in a place with no Wi-Fi or bad reception.
Yeah, never going to happen. I'm not going. If you don't have Wi-Fi, yesterday I was somewhere where there was no Wi-Fi and I was like, I have to use fucking data here. I was pissed. The phone reception was bad. I had to go outside. Actually, what I ended up doing is there was a Starbucks on the corner. I was like, thank God.
Well, I finally broke down and got the unlimited streaming. Unlimited whatever hell.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about that. I don't even have to turn Wi-Fi on. So that's a little... I mean, now with Verizon, it's actually cheaper to get unlimited.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Look into it. It took me a long time to get past that because I thought it was going to be more, but it's actually less.
Is it? Are you sure? Because we're paying very little.
Yeah.
All right. We'll discuss later.
Yeah, you can look into it. I have subscriptions on 2 or more streaming services.
Oh, of course. So many. Let me think. Hulu, Disney.
I don't have Hulu.
Well, okay, you won't. You're right. Prime, Netflix, TCM, BritBox. Oh God, yeah.
Pay for BritBox?
That's
not free.
No, it's not free, but I live on it.
Yeah, I live on Discovery Plus.
Well, there you go. See,
that's my jam right there. I usually carry my charger or portable power bank if I'm heading out for more than a couple hours.
A couple of hours. Are you kidding? I bring a charger with me when I'm going for a walk with the dog. In case I bring a Mophie with me all the time, even if I'm running to the store, always have one on me.
I feel closer to people I know online than I do in my real life friends.
No. Well, I do have a couple of friends
online. Yeah, I think you have more friends online than IRL friends.
Yeah, I think I don't have a lot of IRL friends anymore. So, yes.
I need more than one outlet at night to charge all my devices for the next day.
It's so funny you would say, my boyfriend just had a conversation about that. We bought this unit that you can put, it's one unit and you could put 3 different chargers in it. So we have that. And then there's one, let's see, I'll show you right now. You want to see?
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you right now how many chargers. And we have this, just so you know, this is just one side of the bed. I'm going to show you. Hang on 1 second.
Is it a lot?
Can you see that?
That's a fire hazard right there. That is a fire hazard.
Do you see that?
Look at that.
Okay, so that is, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And they're all little bricks.
Yeah. Right, yeah. There's 7 there.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and just so you know, that's just one side of the bed. I have that same thing on the other side of the bed where I sleep, but mine only has my Apple Watch, my laptop, mine only has 3
AirPods.
Oh yeah, the AirPods too. So 4 AirPods, phone, Apple Watch, iPad. Oh, and laptop. So maybe more.
I have a dent on the inside of my little finger from holding my phone.
No, no.
All right, that's 1. I've already seen all the memes people send me.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you look at them?
No, I'm saying you've already seen them when I send you a meme.
Yes. And I hate being like that because, I mean, I'll have a friend that'll be like, oh my God, have you seen this meme? And it's like, you're late to that. I don't want to be a dick about it, but it's like, yep, saw it 100%. But that's not fair because I'm in radio and it's my job to be up on pop culture stuff. Mm-hmm. So if a friend of mine sends me a meme and I haven't seen it yet, then I'm not doing my job.
I know, but I have a friend that I would send memes to and they would go, I've already seen that. Send them another one. Already seen that. Send them another. Then I just stop sending you memes because that's the response I get. Then when I say I was going to send you one, but I bet you've already seen it. No, I haven't seen that one. I need music or something to play on a screen as a background when I fall asleep.
I just told you that. I listen to my book or a podcast as I fall. Sometimes music, if I'm really like, if I really can't
sometimes
sleep.
King of the Hill on TV.
Well, no. If I have definitely have the TV on when I fall asleep. But if that doesn't work, then I put a book on or a podcast. And if that doesn't work, last ditch effort is I put music on.
I have an app that helps me sleep better.
I tried those apps like Calm. Yeah. Have you tried any of those apps?
Yeah.
I don't know. I find them distracting. I find myself really trying to pay attention. It doesn't let my brain relax.
I have an app that helps me exercise.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Of course.
I didn't even know these types of apps exist. I have an app that tracks my menstrual cycle.
It's funny. I've got friends that use that app. I don't use that app. My boyfriend does. He likes to track my menstrual cycle because he wants to know when I'm going to be in a bad mood and a good mood. So we do have that app. I don't use it. He does.
I have an app or device that tracks my fitness.
My Fitness Pal. And also, my Apple Watch.
I have an app that tracks my spending habits.
No,
because
I don't have that. I don't care.
When you have no money, there's no reason to track your spending habits.
What's there to track? 5 cents. Woo.
I have an app that reminds me to drink water.
No.
All right. Let's see your results. You're an addict. Large chunks of your life would come to a grinding halt if screens were taken away from you, even for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm copping to it. I told you from the beginning that there was no way I was going to pretend like that wasn't a problem for me. It's
29 out of 36.
It's not a problem, though. I have no problem with it.
Isn't that what all people who have problems say?
If screens were bad for you, or if it was like ruining me in some way, if there was some negative consequence, I'd say yes, but they're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think I use them responsibly. I think it's good that I have an app that tracks my fitness. And you know, they didn't ask if there's an app that tracks your food. Mm-hmm. I have that too. I have the Monash University, the Low Food Map app that I follow religiously. Every day I put my food in, you know?
But you sound like a drug addict. I'm fine. I control it. It's not out of control. I think we need to sit down with your family and Joe and your parents.
It's not on like a journal. What's the difference between that and journaling? I journal on apps. That's all. And people that can't fall asleep that read a book, I listen to a book. It's the same fucking thing.
And now you're getting upset because I'm saying that you have a problem. You're checking all the boxes here.